Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It was a little bit odd and self-serving.
You know what? I mean, that's in your head. That's all in your mind.
It's Anna and Raven. Yesterday, Raven and I went to the deli. We went to go pick up sandwiches, and we're standing there, and I noticed something. You know, there's a tip jar. There's always a tip jar at the deli.
Sure, often.
Go ahead. What did you do?
I mean, you wanted to tell the story. I thought so strongly.
Go ahead.
Anna believes that I waited for the person to turn around before I put the money in the tip jar. She believes that just a slight eye roll or whatever was going on between us. You believe that I was waiting for this person to see it.
Raven, we paid.
Yeah.
And the nice lady turned away to go package away. And
right?
You had the dollar in your hand.
That's right.
And you didn't.
It was $2, by the way. Thank you very much.
$2. You had the $2 in your hand.
Right.
And you purposely didn't just put it in the tip jar. You waited for her to turn around.
Yeah.
And I saw you hovering. You were hovering. And then you dropped it in and looked at her, and she was like, thank you.
But you know what? Maybe I had a random thought, and I didn't need a thank you from her. I wanted to give her the head nod.
You wanted an acknowledgement that you gave a tip for the tip jar.
Here's the thing, all right? And because you said something to me after, like, I spent some time, and I thought a little bit about this, all right? And for me, it's not really that they know that I got it. Listen, my $2, $3 is not really making a huge impact on their life one way or the other. Obviously, it's collectively the tips that they get
right. That
makes any sort of impact, whatever. You know, I just want them to know that I acknowledge or appreciate their efforts. You know what I mean? So I see that they've made my goods. Here is my acknowledgement that you took good care to do it, and I'm with you. That's all I'm saying.
I think
I'm with you.
No, I think that you want the praise and recognition that that guy gave me $2. That was so nice of him.
Listen. Does it feel good to have them ring the bell and everybody yells thanks? You know, yeah, I like that. At certain delis, they do that.
Yeah, I
enjoy that.
There's no bell at this deli.
On the other hand, you know, I want them to know, like I said, it's a courtesy. I want them to know I understand their work, their struggle, all that.
Let's call it what it is. Is you looking for some recognition for the fact that you tipped your $2? That's what you're looking for. And I found that to be so strange because, for me, you get the money, you shove it in there.
Right.
You change, you put it in there, you shove it in there, and you move on with your life. They know that you're appreciative. You're hungry. You're at the deli.
Right.
That's why you're there.
Okay. Well, right? I mean, I guess in your frame of mind, right, I guess that's what makes sense. But, you know, that's just what happened. By the way, I had the 30 seconds to wait. I mean, I was waiting. She was turning around with my goods. So what's my rush at that moment?
Just hand hovering over it. Waiting like a little dog waiting for her owner to come home, waiting for her to turn around, and then just dropping it right in.
Isn't the important thing that I put it in there at all? Isn't that the important thing?
Do you do this? Just looking for recognition, hovering his hand over the tip jar, waving that $2.
It's not what happened. It was not quite so dramatic as that.
It's Anna and Raven. Yesterday, Raven and I went to the deli and ordered our sandwiches, and we paid. And then next thing I know, Raven has $2 in his hand to put in the tip jar, and I realize he's waiting for the cashier lady to turn back around to acknowledge that he's putting the money in the tip jar.
How long was the wait truly for her to turn around? 5 seconds, maybe 3 seconds, something like that? I mean, I just wanted her to know that I appreciate her work, her struggle, and I wanted her to see where it was coming from. That's all.
You wanted acknowledgement.
I mean, come on, it's $2 on $11.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your tip jar protocol?
Tip jar is hysterical. It's $2. Imagine if you would have gave him $5, he'd be like posing pictures in front of a big check.
You guys are terrible. You think the least of me. Instead of the two of you.
I'm dropping 20 in there. See how you feel.
Right.
Oh, man.
Look at this. Look at this quarter. It's all yours,
buddy. If I drop a 20
buddy.
In the jar, somebody better come outside and change my tires or something.
That's nice.
Right,
that's nice. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your tip jar protocol? And is Raven out of his mind?
Good morning. Well, I'm here to take Raven out of the hole, actually. He probably did it on purpose because the problem is it's a public figure. And at the deli could be someone who knows you guys and if they see you not taping, or him or you, they're going to say, oh, look, that's Anna Raven, and they didn't tape. Oh, my God, that's so bad.
No, listen, listen.
Thank you,
sir. No one knows who we are. No one knows.
Thank you, sir. You are correct.
Yeah,
thank you. A very good point.
All right, we're always recognizing the deli.
I'm going with that guy. I like.
I saved your life. I saved your life. No problem.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your tip jar protocol?
So I'm so one of those people. I wait until the person is handing me my change, and then I put the money in the tip jar so they see me and say thank you.
That's right. And ring the bell and say grazie, okay?
Oh, come on.
I want a big pat on the back. Maybe parade me out of this place,
it's
all right?
Ridiculous.
Put me on your shoulders.
I don't know.
Like you did at the end of Rudy.
But why? Well, like, if you're doing something out of the goodness of your heart, why do you need recognition
for
it?
You know what? What's my heart got to do with it? What's her heart got to do with it? Hand me my sandwich.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are your feelings on the tip jar?
Well, I got to say, I just don't believe in most of the tip jars. They're like everywhere lately. It's just like people are asking for money when they shouldn't. Like the people, someone who cuts my bagel should get $1, but they're just putting it in a bag.
Right, I get what you're saying. If they are the bagel cutter, if it's their sole purpose for being there and working, they're the bagel cutter. So why do they get a tip for being the bagel cutter, for doing the one thing they were actually asked to show up and do?
Because it's like a service industry.
Yeah. I don't know.
Cutting you the bagel for
you. So listen, let me give you a scenario. I'm on vacation, right? The guy making the omelet, he's an artiste. So that guy gets a tip. The person that replaces the fruit plate at the buffet, no tip.
Come on.
No tip.
Really?
I mean, there was one at the gas station the other day when I went in.
Like, what is that for?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your thoughts on the tip jar?
I mean, I think if you're putting money into a tip jar just so that you can hear the cashier say thank you, then there's something seriously wrong with you.
I agree.
It's supposed to be out of the goodness of your heart. And if you want them to praise you for $1, I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't need the praise, but I'm just saying I want them to know where that dollar came from. So when they're sitting there and they've got big decisions like, am I going to wash my hands before I wrap this sandwich? Or am I going to spit in this lunch versus that lunch? I want them to decide not to spit in my lunch.
That seems ridiculous.
I'm
for your
saying,
dollar, for your $1.
Well, I mean, I just want anything that can help in those situations. I want them to consider it.
What's your tip jar protocol? You can head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.